This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
The Met Messiah, Loogie.
Loogie.
Dog.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Loogie is future of the station.
It's the Loogower. On the
fan. All right, let's go. Tommy Loogower. Loogie. The path for St. John's is set. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Monday after Selection Sunday is always a day for joy, for excitement, because even if you're not a college basketball fan, even if you don't watch a second of college basketball, even if you don't know, like me, that UC Santa Barbara is the Gauchos, even if you don't like sports, period, everybody loves the tournament. It's Americana. Filling out a bracket, whether you're Stacy in HR, or you're Ralph in accounting, or you're my mother, everybody fills out a bracket. It's like barbecuing on the 4th of July. It's like celebrating on your birthday. Filling out the bracket is Americana. Offices across this country, dorms across this country, businesses, wherever you look, somebody is filling out a bracket. It's the excitement of March. The upsets, the buzzer beaters, the schools you've never heard of and can't locate on a map, the players you've never heard of, the stories, everything that the storylines, the big schools, the blue bloods, everything about it, we love as a society, as a country, as a world. It is the best. To me, the first 2 days of this tournament is the best two sporting days on the calendar, bar none. Noon to midnight, sports, a million games going on at once. You want to throw a few shekels on it besides the bracket. It is excitement personified. I love it. It's a great time of year. Spring, St. Patrick's Day, it's the best. Now, there's an added excitement because of St. John's. Two seed, second year with Patino, way ahead of schedule. And when you look at the path here, St. John's, to me, got a great draw. Now, obviously, they're playing a 15 seed in the first round. I mean, I don't want to jinx them or anything, but if they can't win that game, I mean, what are we talking about here? Because you don't often see a 15 beat a 2, so in theory, they should roll there. And then they're either going to get Coach Cal
in the second round, or are they going to get Kansas, who came into the year, Kansas, as the, I believe, the number one overall seed or first in the coaches' poll. So that second game isn't easy because you're facing Calipari, even though Arkansas is down this year in terms of they're not where they need to be or where they're going to be with Calipari. He's going to take a couple of years to build that program up. It's really amazing that they're even in the tournament. And Kansas, as a 7, when you go into the year as one of the odds-on favorites, number one in the polls, when you're a 7 seed and you're Kansas, that is a disappointing season, but they're dangerous because they're Kansas and they have a culture of winning. And I think there's still some kids on that team that won a championship a couple years ago. So, and obviously Bill Self, one of the legendary coaches in the sport. But the reason I think it's a good draw is because you look at UConn, they're down, and Florida. Florida is that type of team. And you'll hear it throughout the week. Ask around. Oh, I'm on Florida. Oh, I'm picking Florida. Oh, I got Florida winning the national championship. Oh, Florida's got the best team. Those teams almost never win. Last year, it was UConn. That was an anomaly because they just steamrolled through the tournament. They basically weren't challenged at any point. Everybody had them in their bracket or was picking them. They were obviously the defending champs. That was an anomaly. You normally don't see that. So when I hear everybody picking Florida, if I'm a St. John's fan or I'm on St. John's or I'm Rick Pitino, I'm loving that because those teams never win. Everybody's forgetting about Auburn, which St. John's would see in the Final Four. They could see Tom Izzo as well and Sparty. Everybody is not forgetting about Duke, but the Cooper Flag injury certainly raises some doubts about Duke, but they're a wagon. He'll be back, and I think they're the best team in the country, Duke. And I've said it now for several weeks. When you look at St. John's, what they have going for them is Pitino. You're talking about a guy here that has had success in the NCAA tournament, whether it's Providence, whether it's Kentucky, whether it's Louisville. He knows how to navigate his way through March. And that is such an enormous leg up on 95% of the teams. And then you look at the style of play. Defense, rebounding, toughness, that will serve them well in March. Now, their Achilles heel, we all know the deal. Outside shooting, free throws in the clutch, and in order to win and win it all, they are going to have to figure out a way to, when everything's in the middle, the chips are in the middle, and they're in a close game, and they play a lot of close games. Can they hit their free throws? Can they knock down open shots, especially from behind the arc? If they do that, watch out. If they don't, they're going home. It's that simple. So they have a massive strength in Pitino. They have a massive strength in that they play great defense. Look, they're arguably the best defensive team in the country. I would say Houston is, but it's hard to argue against St. John's. Now, the Big East is down. That's not really a knock on St. John's. It just is. UConn is not UConn. They don't play any defense. They're not the UConn team we've seen the last couple of years win at all. Creighton is good, not great. Marquette, nothing special. St. John's has been the best team in a weak Big East. That doesn't mean that St. John's is not a great team. It just means games against the Florida, games against the Kansas, games against an Auburn, Duke, Michigan State, you name it. A team that they're going to have to knock off here to win the ultimate goal. This is where St. John's isn't tested yet. And I'll be interested to see how they do in that spot. Pitino helps. The defense helps. Playing with house money, even though Rick Pitino will not tell these guys they're playing with house money, the reality is they are. We know that. They're definitely playing with house money. When you look at, they're already ahead of schedule. I don't think this program's going anywhere, unless Patino's going somewhere, which I can't imagine he is. They're only going to get better and better. So this, to me, feels like the start of St. John's journey to a national championship. And look, they could win it all, and they could be ahead of schedule, but then they're going to want to even build on that. So there is a house money vibe to it. They have all that going for them, but what they don't have going for them is the fact that they got to knock down shots and they got to hit free throws in these clutch moments. And I'm sorry, they have not experienced anything all season long like they're going to experience over the next 3 weeks. They're not. Because the pressure, the focus, especially when you get to the Sweet 16, an Elite Eight, and if they have an opportunity to get to San Antonio for the Final Four, the bright lights, the big moment, the buzz, especially around here, is going to be ratcheted up through the roof. Right now, they're playing Omaha, the Mavericks, and that, to me, isn't the height of the buzz. They knock them off. They knock off either a Kansas or a Calipari, which everybody has heard of. You get to Monday, and they're headed to the Sweet 16. That's when the pressure will start to mount. And that's where they're going to be expected to perform. But this is the best time of year in a lot of ways. It really is. Just the fun of the brackets, having a team like St. John's where everybody can, you know, either hate on or rally around. I mean, that's up to you, but you have a team here, New York City, Madison Square Garden, St. John's. When you grew up, I'm close to 40. You always heard about, I grew up in the Zendon Hamilton, Felipe Lopez, Malik Sealy, that St. John's sort of era. And as good as they were then, you still always heard about yesteryear and how St. John's was so great and they were great. And everybody's been waiting really since the heyday. Is St. John's back? Maybe they're back. Nah, they're not so much back. Maybe they're back. Not really. Now they're back. They are fully back. And they were back once they hired Rick Pitino, because you're talking about one of the greatest to ever do it. One of the absolute all-time legendary coaches in the history of college basketball. So they're back. And now they got it delivered. Now, as far as the Knicks and what happened on Saturday night, as you know, I told you this, the rest of this regular season does not matter. They are essentially locked into the 3 seed. Maybe they fall to 4. Maybe, worst case, they drop to 5. They're not catching the Celtics. So no matter what, they are either going to be the 3, 4, or 5. So they're facing the likes of a Milwaukee, a Detroit, an Indiana. And I am confident in any one of those matchups. Not saying they're definitely going to win, but what I am telling you is I'm confident. It's all about the second round. Now, this is assuming Jalen Brunson is healthy. If JV's back and he's as close to 100% as humanly possible, I am extremely confident in the first round. It's all about the Celtics and Cavs in the next round. And we'll see if the... At this point, we'll see if they can be even competitive and hold their weight in that series and not lose, either get swept or a gentleman sweep. Now, as far as Saturday night against the Warriors, even though the rest of the regular season doesn't matter, that one did. That was a revenge spot. That was a opportunity, based on everything that went down with Draymond, who was obviously out of line in the comments he made about Kat. And then when he tried to, and I wouldn't even say try, when he met the media and it was broached, hey, by the way, you know you got that story wrong. Do you really know what happened? And Draymond took that opportunity to plug his podcast and doubled down basically, well, that's what I heard. Kat's trying to duck Jimmy Butler. And as a Knick fan, I got no love lost for Jimmy Butler. I respect his game, but I'm tired of seeing Jimmy Butler. And I can't think of, as a Knick fan, a more hateable team than the Warriors. When you look at Draymond, I've said what I've had to say about Steph Curry. I know everyone loves the guy, but he skips around the court with his mouthpiece hanging out, and nobody does anything about it. And of course, Jimmy Butler, who we know has been a thorn in the Knicks' side, and lets the Knicks hear about it, too. I think he takes great pleasure out of sticking it to the Knicks organization, their fans, and just letting them know that, you know, the Clint Capella, what are you going to do about it? With everything going on heading into that game, this was a chance for the Knicks to make a statement, not just to the Warriors, but the entire league. If you're going to try to bully us, if you're going to call us out for being soft, because that's essentially what Draymond did. Now, Kat has had that label all his career, and he's tried to shake that. But Draymond essentially said he's soft, he's ducking Jimmy Butler. Now, Kat came in that game, played great. But I got to be fair. In the final couple minutes, disappeared. I mean, that's just the reality. Forget the fact that he let Draymond basically drive by him, and then Draymond does the, you know, the go-to-sleep celebration that you see through either CM Punk, if you're a wrestling fan, or Steph Curry does it too. In the big moment there, final couple minutes, the Knicks' possessions were abysmal. I don't even...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nowhere to begin. Awful. And we talked about this. Without Jalen Brunson, who's going to step up? I don't care who steps up. It won't matter once Brunson comes back. But in that game, that meant a lot to Karl Anthony Towns. I needed to see more in the last couple minutes. Now, as far as what went down at the end of the game or the aftermath of the game, when Mikal Bridges and others are dapping it up with Draymond Green, you have to take Kat's side there. You do. Now, you know I've advocated for getting a little physical with Draymond Green. And I'm not one of these back in the days, Mason would have done this, Oakley would have done that, Starks would have done that. There's no nostalgia to this. It's about the here and the now. And if you didn't want to choose, you know, violence, then do what Kat did and walk off the floor. I mean, he publicly called out one of your teammates. Now, this is to Bridges, this is to Tucker, whoever else. Tucker, I know, just got here, but you get the idea. Draymond called him out, called him soft, then beat you in the game, made a mockery of you with the go to sleep. Nobody goes up to the guy to say anything. And I understand Kat almost fought him during the game. How about not almost fighting him and actually fighting him, by the way? I mean, you don't get credit or extra credit for almost. If you get suspended for 5 games, who cares? They're meaningless. It's about sending a message. How many times did we hear, well, Pedro Martinez, every time he's on the mound, he hits Cheater, he hits Bernie Williams. How come nobody hits Manny? How come nobody hits Ortiz? And the Red Sox were super comfortable against those Yankee teams. Well, the same thing here. Whether it's Trae Young besmirching the Knick logo earlier in the year, rolling the dice on it, after they knocked essentially the Knicks out of the midseason tournament, or whatever the heck they call it now, and the Hawks were going on to Vegas, and we know Trae Young is a jerk, a sports jerk, and takes great pleasure out of going to the Garden and letting Knick fans and their players know that he is not scared or intimidated, or whether it's Steph Curry skipping around, or whether it's Draymond Green calling everybody soft and telling everybody night-night, and then we're dapping the guy up after the game. You had a chance to send a message if you're the Knicks. I don't care who does it. Quite frankly, don't care. But I needed a message to be sent that you can't push this team around. You can't bully us. You can't call us soft because you're going to get a receipt. Because guess what? Other teams are going to go to school on that. Now, obviously, Draymond is the master at the mental chess. Not everybody can play the game the way he does it. But other teams that are capable of that can go to school on that. And they could go after Mikal. They could go after Josh. They could go after Kat. They could go after whomever. And the Knicks have shown that they're just going to allow it. That's cool. Whatever. Great game. And I understand it's a different era. And guys, you know, sign uniforms after the games, whether it's the NFL and the players are all well and good. But this is about sending a message to the league, to Draymond, to the Warriors. When you look at what Golden State is all about right now, and you look at Butler and you look at Draymond, those are two guys that basically stare the Knicks in the face and say, yeah, I'm calling you out. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. So whether it's walking away or whether it's dapping them up, nobody did anything. And I just absolutely do not understand that. In that opportunity and that moment, in a game that felt like a revenge spot, and they beat you again. Nobody did anything. So it's a microcosm of the overall situation. And that's something that needs to get rectified quick. I don't think it's that they don't like Karl Anthony Towns or Mikal Bridges has an issue with Cat or anything like that. It's just there is that mentality that seems to be lost right now. And there's this vibe that, whatever. Trae Young, whatever. Roll the dice. Everybody. I was in the building. I was at MSG when he did that. And I'm screaming about it. And he just did it. And there were players on the court. Trae Young is just making a mockery of the Knicks. Draymond Green went after our teammate and was so out of bounds and out of line in his comments and then made it worse by plugging his podcast. And here we are. And it wasn't like it was 6 months ago. It was like a week or so ago. So it should have been fresh on everybody's mind. And not only did they do nothing about it, not only did they lose again to the Warriors, not only did they allow the Warriors to rub their face in it and rub our face in it at the same time, they did nothing about it. And several guys were hugging Draymond after the game. Mind-boggling. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Kyle's in West Orange. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, man? Yo, you're right on point. You're right on point because I'm old school, right? And I'm old school. I saw Oakley in them. I'm that old Knicks team. We would have tapped. What's your name? We would have roughed Draymond up.
Yeah, but Curry Kyle, even, got roughed Kyle up, even, right? But, even new school, bro. Even new but, school. Like, we work with people, so I work with Evan and Tiki and Sean. If Tiki has beef with somebody, and we're at Super Bowl week, let's just say, and we run into that guy, yeah, exactly, Ryan Clark, let's just use for example, and I don't know if they squashed the beef, but there was some beef. Even if I knew Ryan, and we had a relationship, and we were tight, Tiki is my teammate. So I got to back Tiki. I'm not going to go over to Ryan and yuck it up unless Tiki said, you're good, go ahead and do it. Now, I don't know if Cat did that, but based on Cat's performance, based on how heated Cat was during the game, and just based on the overall story and what went down, the reason he missed the game, and the history as with Draymond, I got to imagine that Cat's not cool with this as far as Draymond. So if Tiki said, yo, I don't care, bro, you could dap it up with Ryan Clark or something. All right, then I'd do it. But if he didn't, I gotta follow the lead of my teammate and my buddy and not worry about the other friend that I have. That's the best way to say it. So whether you're new school or old school, doesn't really matter. That's why I don't like to harken back on, what would Mason do? It's just a different NBA. This is different than fouling somebody hard that's driving to the rim and playing a different style. This is about teammates. This is about a guy crossing the line. And this is about you just letting it go. Like it was nothing. And that opens the door for others to do it. Not everybody's on Draymond's level. Not everybody likes stooping as low as he does. But you don't have to stoop as low as Draymond. We know he goes way below the belt. But what about Trae Young? I mean, how many times does Trae Young have to do something to the Knicks before anybody does something about it? Chris is in Monmouth County. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Tommy, listen, man, I spoke to Al over after the game. Couple things here. You're right. It's not about nostalgia, but the reality is the fabric of the Knicks, they are tough. We are not tough. They're driving the hoop. No defense. Cat is soft. He is soft. The edge is gone from Randall. Not the same player. I get it. Cat's more talented. All good. Dude, when Mikal Bridges is doing that little dance before the game, after the game, I got to say to myself, it's no good. We're not focused. It's no good. I know it's fun, and you're right. You're dead on, Tommy. You're always dead on with all this stuff. Here's the other part, though. Also, too, I know we talk about this. We kind of like make fun of it, and Evan kind of poo-poos it. We never win on national television. Ever. Ever. Any team. And you know what? The broadcast is really bad. And I can say the Knicks, Tommy, like, show some heart.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, a couple things. I'm sitting there watching the game on Saturday, like we all are. And I'm thinking about what is like a nightmare scenario. Now we have Breen, great. Doris, great. But the fact that I got to listen to Richard Jefferson do this game, and I got to watch Draymond Green saying night-night, and I got and basically giving Kat the business. I got to see Steph Curry skipping around. I got to see Jimmy Butler's face. I'm watching this game. I'm like, this is a nightmare if you're a Knicks fan, having to be a part of this. So at the very least, either throw somebody an elbow, a shove, push them, do something. Walk off the cart, say something, anything, please. Because other teams are going to go to school here on this, and they're going to just push the Knicks around. And until they change that, nothing is going to change. And they missed a golden opportunity. Now, we got Miami tonight. We know the history there. A lot of those players aren't around. But when you look at Hero and Bam and just the Heat culture, I'll use the quotations, maybe the Knicks show you a little something tonight from that department. But, you know, time will tell. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Rami Levy on the other side of the glass. Chris McMonagle comes your way next. Evan Attiki. We are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then I have you with the Lugauer tomorrow at 6:30. We'll talk then. Later.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.